I think the clear point is that he was politicking because he made this statement not as Prime Minister of the Republic of Zimbabwe, but as President of the MDCT, and he did so after a meeting of his National Executive Council, where a number of his party officials who want positions in government are increasingly becoming impatient. Some of them want to be appointed ambassadors, others want to be appointed governors, and so forth and so on. So it was an understandable political grandstanding from an embattled party leader.
So can we say ZANU-PF does not recognize the provisions of the Global Political Agreement?
If you want to say that, you then have to have a reason for saying so. You cannot say that because of the press conference that the Prime Minister or the President of the MDCT held yesterday. You yourself, you know that the MDCT has not respected a fundamental provision of the GPA, which is one of the pillars, in fact, of the GPA, relating to sanctions.